The truth lives.
Political Bomb Show, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshow.cf. So, I'm going to talk about the news today, and I'm going to talk about Obama today, or yesterday rather. He was in South Africa somewhere, didn't call President Trump by name, but he insinuated that he lies and then doubled down on his lies. So I'll be playing some clips from you, Obama. Not only did you double down on your lies, saying, if you like your doctor, you can keep him, you kept saying it over and over and over. Benghazi, you lied about the video. There's so many things that you lied upon. And you have the nerve to go out there and say what you said? Are you crazy? You fool! So I'll be talking about that. And I have a caller that challenged me. She heard a clip of, she watched or listened to the entire debate I had on abortion. I took the stand, of course, I'm for life, and I'm assuming that she is for pro-choice. So she did not like my stance on that, and had some choice words. Jenny had some choice words for me. So later on, I'll be playing that, and I'll be responding. She also listened to my show against Maxine Waters and had some choice words there for me as well. So I will also respond to that. So let's start with the news, shall we? So Elon Musk's latest outburst raises doubts of leadership. Let's see what this is all about. What is your outburst? What is your malfunction? Outburst. Washington AFP. Elon Musk has had a series of angry social media dust-ups with Wall Street analysts, journalists, employees, and others. But his latest outburst on Twitter attacking a British rescue worker in Thailand. Oh, this is a guy, I think he said that, what the heck did he say? Let me keep reading. He, in Thailand, has raised fresh concerns over the StarTech entrepreneur stability and leadership abilities. Musk, the South African-born innovator and billionaire behind Tesla and SpaceX, found himself in hot water after insulting Vern Onsworth, a British diver who worked on Thai soccer team. He called him a pedo guy. I remember that. That was stupid. You stupid idiot. This is a thing with liberals. Let me tell you something about liberals. They do not use critical thinking at all. They don't think about things. They just react on feeling. So it's just like my caller that I'm going to play later on. You can clearly listen that she's just reacting with feelings. That's all that liberals do. They react with feelings. They don't think things through at all. Zero, zero brain. Insane in the membrane. Insane, got no brain. They don't think things through. But let me continue reading this. So, he is in hot water for calling the guy a pedo guy. And he did, that's the thing. They just outburst and just yell things out and blurt things out and not being able to back anything up. Fools! Okay, Art gallery under fire for ISIS-style Trump beheading. See, these people are sick. They're really sick. Don't tell me that they... Look at this. They made ISIS behead Trump, and it says... The picture it has of Trump being beheaded, and it says, F Trump, but they spell the whole thing out. Sick. This story is brought to you by InfoWars. So, an art gallery in Portland is being blasted online. Of course, it should be. Let's see. I don't even want to read. This is honestly, the liberals are sick. I bet you the caller would love this. Oh, yeah. Behead him. Yeah. He's a racist. Yeah, yeah. Where's the proof? But, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm not there yet. Let's not go there yet. Okay, a June 4th call to artists for exhibit is a gallery hatred for the sitting president. How far we've come since Bernie Sanders. So from fall 2016, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so yeah, tasteless. No respect for the president, none at all. None at all. Chicago could soon test universal basic income program. What is this? Sounds like liberal crap. Let's read this one. See what they're talking about here. So, let's see. So, Chicago Alderman Amiya Pawar. Is that one full name? Anyway, is worried about the future. He's concerned that a coming wave of automation could put millions of people out of work. Can I tell you something about that? You know why automation is coming? Because you people, liberal in the government, are forcing companies to do just that. Why? Because you're artificially raising the minimum wage. You're artificially doing that. Let the market take care of itself. If you keep artificially raising the minimum wage, well, guess what? Like these idiots who want to, oh, I flip burgers. I deserve $15 an hour. You deserve a kick in the butt is what you deserve. Idiot. Idiot fools you. So you're the reason why you're losing jobs. You keep forcing the issue, and companies are going to find ways to save money. But anyway, let me continue. So could put millions out of people out of work and result in more extreme politics. Pointing to investments in autonomous vehicles by companies like Tesla, Amazon, and Uber, Power observed that long-haul trucking jobs, historically a source of middle-class employment, may become obsolete. More people out of work means more political polarization, says Pawar. We have to start talking about race and class and geography, but also start talking about the future of work as it relates to automation. All of this stuff is intertwined. Shut up, you idiot. Shut up. If you're a billionaire, why don't you give the people some of your money then? If you feel that strongly about it, you fool. Your Democratic Liberal Party are the ones that's causing this problem. Like I said, you keep artificially raising the minimum wage, and companies are going to find a way to make, to save money and make a profit. If you're in business, you have to know that you have to make a profit. You can't just give things away. I can't think of a story right now, but it was a company who, what did he do? I can't remember it. But basically, he ended up going out of business because his model was so liberal and so stupid. He basically cut off his nose to spite his face, as they put it. And yeah, the company went belly up. That's what you get, you idiot liberal fool. You can't run a company like that. So tisk tisk. I say tisk tisk to you. Cut off ankle monitor. Let's see who cut off their ankle monitor. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Man cut off his ankle monitor, suspected in 3 killings. Huh. This was in Houston. A Houston area parolee who cut off an ankle monitor days before the start of a criminal rampage now faces capital murder charges in 2 killings and possibly a third. Unbelievable. I don't know. This is just, of course, it's a Jose Gilberto Rodriguez. Of course. Let's keep on reading. Let's see. Is he illegal? Blah, 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 blah. Rodriguez, who is, has a lengthy criminal history, could be charged with third capital murder. It's not saying if he's illegal or not. Nope, I don't see anything so far. Nonetheless, he deserves a death penalty. Just kill him and kill him quickly. Kill him quickly. Don't let him live for years and years. Delete. Twitter suspends 58 million accounts. Jeez, I wonder if one is mine. Are we going after conservatives now, Twitter, again? And they always claim, oh, it's an error on our part. Yeah, error. Just like archive.org did to me. It was an error because I started putting my political stuff there. Yeah, an error. Tell me all about the error. Tell me all about it. All right, this is a New York AP story. Twitter suspended at least 58 million user accounts in the final 3 months of 2017, according to the data obtained by the Associated Press. The figure highlights the company's newly aggressive stance against malicious or suspicious accounts in the wake of Russian disinformation efforts during the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. I wonder if they do that to any liberals that's spreading misinformation. Rhetorical. Don't answer. I already know. You know they're not. You know they're not. So, they're full of crap. They really are. They're full of crap. Dem states sue over tax overhaul. Unfairly targets highly taxed. Let's see what this BS is all about. What is this BS all about? Four blue states sue Washington over GOP tax overhaul. Which blue states? I hope Massachusetts isn't one of them. Which we probably... Let's see here. Nope, I'm shocked. We're not on the list. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut and Maryland. They sued the federal government over the Republican-led tax overhaul on Tuesday, alleging the new law championed by President Donald Trump unfairly singles out high-tax blue states. Whatever. Whatever. I really don't believe anything that you guys have to say. Zero zip nada. Dr. Bum Bum? What is this? Dr. Bum Bum. It sounds like... Let's see. Celebrity cosmetic surgeon vanishes after patient dies. Very interesting. Where are you, Dr. Bum Bum? Dr. Bum Bum, another this. I hate these Sun tabloid stuff. Dr. Bum Bum, it sounds funny. Bum Bum, Dr. Bum Bum, Bummy Bum Bum, Bum Bum. TP for my pip, Dum Bum, P. I don't know. I'm feeling silly right now. Okay, Bum Bum on the run. Bum Bum on the run, run. No, they didn't say run, I just said run, but it sounds. They said it was put Bum Bum on the run, run. Plastic surgeon Dr. Bum Bum disappears as woman dies hours after Brazilian bum lift. I'm sorry, it's not funny, but it sounds funny. Dr. Dennis Furtado, aka Dr. Bum Bum. So I guess they call him Dr. No, I know why they call him Dr. Bum Bum. Why do women want to do that? Get a bum lift. Why? How does that even, you know, why do you do that? And she looks so cute. Did she really? Aww. Can't believe he killed her. She looks so beautiful. I don't think she needs a bum bum lift. But anyway, Dr. Bum Bum is on the run run. So, yeah, this is sad. Sad stuff. I just don't know. I don't like reading stuff from the sun. Honestly, the sun is a tabloid. Tabloids are hard for me to believe. Oh boy, another doctor? Dr. Pimple Popper now has own reality show. Are you kidding me? You just can't make this stuff up. First you have Dr. Bum Bum, now you have a Dr. Pimple. Let's see here. And who in the world would watch this stuff on TV? I'll tell you who. Liberals who sit at home and have nothing better to do because we are paying for their lives with welfare. So they could watch Dr. Bum Bum and Dr. Pimple Popper. The online video star named Dr. Pimple Popper, who films herself squeezing pus from acne. This is gross. It's a different kind of voyeur when she's off the clock. That's just, who wants to watch this on TV? Liberals do. This is gross. Look how nasty it is. Okay, I can't look at it. Let's close this. Ew. It's gross. Please don't give me any more doctors. I'm sick of all the doctor stories. I've had enough. Enough of the doctors already. Let's see. Facebook finally removes page inciting violence against Republicans. You see? Are you listening, Miss Jenny? So it is happening. Are you listening? Again, I'm getting ahead of myself, but as I go through my stories, I have to point things out. So Facebook removes page inciting violence against Republicans after lawmakers appeal. Facebook on Tuesday removed a page. Why did it take them so long? I could tell you why it took them so long. They're part of the problem. Facebook on Tuesday removed a page for inciting violence against Republicans after Republican Matt Gaetz, Republican Florida, brought it up in a hearing. Gaetz said his office previously brought the page to Facebook attention, and the social media giant dismissed concerns, but he presented the page to Facebook's head of global policy management, directly during the House Judiciary Committee's hearing, examining how social media companies filter content. During the hearing, the Florida Republican highlighted content posted on a page titled Milkshakes Against the Republican Party that called for crazed shooters to target the GOP's congressional baseball team and attack the NRA. You don't hear Trump doing that, do you? You talk about his supporters. He did not incite violence, okay? Okay, let's save these for the actual question. But as I'm reading this story, this relates to one of the messages I got. And so I'm just reacting. So Facebook basically removed it, to make a long story short. They removed it. And it seemed like they were forced to remove it. They didn't want to remove it. If it was something against Democrats, it wouldn't even lasted this long. It would have been gone. So, yeah, they're definitely biased, needless to say. Economy growing considerably stronger. Are you listening, liberals out there? This didn't happen under who Hussein Obama. Let's see here. Powell backs more rate hikes as economy growing considerably stronger. So, yep, economy is just rolling along. George will unhinge. George will unhinge. What is this? Let's see what George will has to say here. I am a bit upset at Trump for sort of backpedaling and making a 180. And whoever is advising him, he shouldn't be there anymore. It's just ridiculous. What he said in the summit is absolutely right about the agencies. They suck, in plain English, and they're biasly sucky. Just like sucky zucky, they suck. So anyway, America's child president had a play date with KGB. That's what he says here. So I don't care what you have to say, George Will. You can take your opinion and shovel it. By shovel it, I mean stick it up your sunshine. Or your bum bum. I'd like the bum bum. Stick it up your bum bum. Let's see. He is honest, but smart as hell. When Truman met Stalin. Okay, why are they bringing this up? Why are they bringing up? Something tells me they're somehow comparing the Putin and Trump. Let's see. Let's cut through the crap here. I'm not gonna read this. I don't care. And like I said, if I don't care about it, it's gonna bore me and it's gonna bore you. Judge lifts controversial order requiring the LA Times to alter our article. What's that about? Alter article? What is this? A federal judge on Tuesday lifted a controversial order requiring the Los Angeles Times to remove information in an article above a former blah blah blah. U.S. District Judge John Walter had issued the order Saturday after the Times published information on its website about a plea agreement between prosecutors and the former detective. So, let me take a quick break here because I hear sugar gliders, which means it's feeding time.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Like most victims, Julie knew her killer. It was her son, who was sitting behind her without a seatbelt. After crushing her to death, he sat back down.
Welcome back to Political Bomb Show. So let's continue with some news here. Lots of stuff in the news. lawmakers clash with tech over political bias. Let's see what this is all about. Sparks fly after hearing anti-conservative bias tech, as well as it should. Again, Miss Jenny? Huh. It's interesting. I guess there is a lot of anti-conservatism going on. Lawmakers clashed Tuesday at a continuous hearing over claims that social media platforms and tech companies are biased against conservative viewpoints. And don't tell me that it's a lie, because it's happened to me on both platforms, Facebook mostly and Twitter, especially Facebook. They continually blocked me until it just drove me right away. The only thing I use Facebook for now is my political bomb show page. Which, by the way, if you want to visit that page, facebook.com/ the political bomb show. Which I don't even want you to visit the page, honestly. I just go to politicalbombshow.cf and screw Facebook. But anyway, Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee said the hearing addressed a serious issue, but Democrats said the hearing coming one day after President Trump's dismissed Russian interference in 2016 presidential election was a waste of time. Of course it's a waste of time, because you're not the ones being discriminated against. We are. You should shut your mouth. This committee has oversight of the Department of Justice. Okay, yeah. Basically, they're just trying to find out a way to stop. I think it needs to be, what did I say? I said this a while back. There needs to be, and it wasn't actually me, it was Sucky Zucky was being grilled by, I forget the guy's name, and said that maybe there needs to be a Bill of Rights for political affiliation, basically. I can't remember exactly. I'm just paraphrasing. But he basically said, we need to be protected, us conservatives, because our viewpoints are being blocked. So, I agree with him on that. Definitely agree with that. It's a fact. Okay. Woo, this is too rich. This is just too much. This is actually a show I would watch depending on... I can hear women already. He is so feminist. I can't believe he's going to say what he's going to say. How do you know? You didn't even let me finish my words. Let me just read the headline. Lesbian Batwoman TV series in the works. Now, what I was going to say is that I would surely watch it if the women were hot. But if they're the average, sloppy, fat, overweight, no. Who wants to see that? I don't want to see that. Batwoman TV series in the works. And it's going to be, of all places, on the CW. Wow. Let's see here. The CW is looking to expand its DC Comics world. Yeah, but with a lesbian Batwoman? I've never heard of such a thing. This is kind of odd. Is this real? Are they punking me? Where's the camera? Are there cameras around? Anyway, the network is teaming with DC's small screen universe mastermind, Greg Berlanti, to develop Batwoman as a TV series. The character of Batwoman will officially be introduced in December as part of the CW's annual DC series crossover events. Batwoman... What happened? Where did that come from? Batwoman reveals around Kate Kane, who, armed with a passion for social justice and flair for speaking her mind, soars onto the streets of Gotham as Batwoman, an out lesbian and highly trained street fighter primed to snuff out the failing city's criminal resurgence. Huh. I'd be down for that, but I wouldn't want to watch a gay Batman. I'm just sorry. Just not want to watch that. But I'd watch a gay Batwoman series. Sure, why not? If it depends. I gotta see what she looks like. If she looks like a slob like Rosie O'Donnell. I should play that Rosie O'Donnell line just to set some of my callers off here. Oh, he calls people names. Well, she is a fat slob. What do you want to call her? Good looking? She's a fat pig. And she's one who entices a lot of the arguments. So, she can go to hell. Again, I'm reacting to a voice message, one of the voice messages that I will play a little bit later on, but I'm still doing the news, so stay tuned. Magnet detects tumor cells. That's interesting. Man arrested for contacting ex-girlfriend 200 times a day. Obsessive much, are we? Oh, wow. Lonely. He's Mr. Lonely. He is a stalker. He looks crazy. He does look crazy. He looks crazy. He looks like a nut. Oh my goodness. He really looks like a nut. Let's see. Where is this story coming from? Come on. I'm not subscribing. Oh, this is horrible. All right, that sucks. Anyway, Gainesville.com, it's forcing me. It won't let me read the story. It says it just lets you read the headline. And what they did is they blocked out all of the text for the story unless I subscribe. Unbelievable. This is sucky. This sucks. Let me see. See if I could Google this and see if I could find this story somewhere else. This is just too, I need to read this. It's just, this guy is just psychotic. Gainesville Sun. Apparently it's all linked to the Gainesville Sun. It's not going to let me, damn it. Oh well. Man arrested for contacting Drudge. Have it on there. Let me see if I could go to Drudge's Facebook account and read it there. That's too much. Too much. Too much. Too much. No, it's not going to let me read it. Oh, well. If you guys want to read it, if you have Gainesville.com, you can read the story. But for me... Oh, wait a minute. Now it says here, answer a survey question to continue reading this content. I don't want to answer any surveys. Oh my, if I skip it, will it let me read? Let's see. Oh, actually that worked. I just skipped the survey and let me read. Okay, good. See how I thought that through? A liberal would have just gave up. It's critical thinking, liberals. Critical thinking. So Michael Taylor DeBon, he's 25, was arrested Monday on a warrant for aggravated stalking. That is really insane. Why is all these bad things are happening in Florida? A man from Riverview, a Florida town southeast of Tampa, was served an arrest warrant Monday after he repeatedly stalked his ex-girlfriend and threatened to kill her family. Michael, you're sick. You're sick. You really are sick. Where's the girlfriend? I want to see if she was hot. Oh, unfortunately, they don't show any pictures of the girlfriend. But yeah, that's sick. He's a sick puppy. He really just looks sick. He's got problems. He's got problems. Okay, that's enough of that story. He actually, I hate to admit it, but he looks just like a former best friend of mine. He looks just like him, as crazy as Ryan was. He looks just as nuts. Okay, man confesses to using 675 people for sacrifice? Oh, Lord. Yen.com has cited a video of a young man telling a horrible story of how he has used 675 people for rituals and literally staying with Satan for 17 years. I don't like stuff like this. Satanic stuff, I'm done reading this. I don't want to read this stuff. What else we got here? Let's see. On to the next page of stories. Trump in the doghouse. As well. He really does need to be in the doghouse for doing that 180. He shouldn't have done that. Trump backs down, says he misspoke. See, that's what the problem is. He literally is not good. I don't even want to read this story. He backed down. It's really disappointing. He's really disappointing. I'm not going to read any more of this. So I don't want to read it. But basically, he backtracked and said that he do have faith in the Justice Department or whatever. I don't know why you'd want to have faith in them. They're trying to hang you. They lied, cheat, and steal to try to hang you. Why would you have faith in them? You said it right the first time. Don't backtrack on it. You're making yourself look weak on the world stage. It's true. That's what you're making yourself look like right now. Let's see here. Yellowstone volcano, 100-foot. Wow. Sparks park closer. Trump and House Republican discuss further cuts. You need to do something to change the narrative. Get back in a good grade. Like I said, this isn't something that makes me hate him. It's just I'm disappointed that he's backtracked. I still support him, obviously. So, that's a non-story for me. Let's see. 40% of people have first memories that are made up. Huh. Interesting. How do they even know these things? President, no time limit to denuclearize North Korea. See, I don't like that. You gotta get a time limit. He could wait forever until you're out of office and decide he don't want to do it. So I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Update on police catch suspect serial killer in Texas. I didn't even know there was a serial killer out there. Let's see. Serial killer. Tenant. Let's see. Suspected serial killer, the perfect tenant. His landlord. Well, serial killers are normally serial killers are going to be a perfect tenant. They don't want any attention brought to themselves, so they're going to be a perfect tenant, obviously. So, I think we talked about this guy already. Jose Gilberto Rodriguez. Yeah, we spoke about the piece of trash already. Filthy animal. You disgust me. What else we got here? Teens glued to phones risk ADHD symptoms. I don't care. 73% of Dems want fresh face in 2020. I say, just stick with your Maxine Waters. Impeach, impeach, impeach. Go ahead with your impeach, impeach. I'm going to stick a peach down your throat so you can't. You'll be doing that instead of impeach, impeach. And what's the other crazy one? Nancy Pelosi. I want them to stay. Let them stay. Vietnam withdraws license of new site. Issues fine. Shame of cannibal pigs farm. Are the pigs being cannibals to each other, or let's see. What is it? Another tabloid. I don't like these tabloids. Daily Star. Okay, I'm closing this. I don't care. Well, I care, but I don't like to read tabloids. U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem to cost nearly 100 times Trump estimate. Let's see where this source is coming from, because depending on the source... See, I don't know that. ABC News, U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem cost more than $21 million. How much did Trump say it was going to cost? Let's scroll down here. How much did Trump say it was going to cost? They quote them saying we're actually doing it for about $250,000. But over here, yeah, that is 100 times. If that's how much it's actually going to cost. I have to check more sources. A source like ABC, yeah, CNN, trust them. Would it or wouldn't it be? I don't care. I just don't care. Russia liquidates U.S. Treasury holdings. Putin trespassed in NATO's airspace on way to summit. Okay, I've had enough news for now. So, I want to play a clip from the abortion debate I had. I want everyone to go and check out Politics. Nolan, what is your Politics Weekly? That's it. Politics Weekly. And with Nolan, once you see Nolan, you'll know you have the right one. Check that out. But let's play a clip of the abortion debate that stirred up Miss Jenny.
That an early fetus has the same moral value as, say, a pet. Why or why not?
I don't. I think that it's actually less. If we were to assign a value to this life, it is less than that of a pet because it's not fully formed yet. It is a cellular organism, just like amoeba. Or viruses or bacteria, it is very insignificant at that point. So insignificant, as a matter of fact, I'll point you to Ecclesiastes in the Bible, where it talks about if a woman miscarries, they don't hold a funeral for the fetus. They say that the life never existed, you know. And I think that's actually scientifically accurate. It has no memory, it has no ability to think or reason or speak. It experiences none of the things that we normally associate with life.
All right. So I'm going to give Rayshawn 1 minute to respond to that.
I'm absolutely outraged by what he just said, that a fetus is less significant than a pet. I just, it's hard for me to even compose myself in a civilized manner by what he just said there. A fetus is more... insignificant than a pet? Are you kidding me?
Keep it.
I did not use the word fetus.
Okay. That was on me. I said.
So that was quite a statement by Omar, that he actually felt that the fetus, even if it was just conceived, it's still more than a pet. I can't believe that he just said that just like nothing, like you're saying nothing wrong. It's the same. It's actually a pet is what you call it, more equivalent or more relevant than the fetus or what, or you know, it's just really infuriated me. I just couldn't hold myself back, and the moderator had to kind of calm me down. But anyway, so that was part of what stirred up Miss Jenny to give me a call and leave me a message. But I want to play a couple sound bites from Obama, because he's the liar in chief. He's the original liar in chief, because sir, Trump has not told any lies as far as campaign contributions. He's kept them all. Okay, he's kept them all. You, on the other hand, talking about keeping your doctor and keeping your health care, you a damn liar. You a damn liar. You are a very damn liar. So let's play a clip from this fool who went to South Africa talking crap like he knows. You know, what the saying goes, look at who's calling the kettle black. Look who's calling the kettle black. Oh, you were racist. You said, look who's calling the kettle black. You idiot fools. It's an old saying. Why don't you grow up and learn something? Let's get to that clip.
Here's a guarantee that I've made. If you have insurance that you like, then you will be able to keep that insurance. If you've got a doctor that you like, you will be able to keep your doctor. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan.
It's a very simple declarative statement that was said over and over again. But now, in fact, for about 15 million Americans who have individual health insurance, that's not true.
CBS News confirms more than 2 million Americans have been told they cannot renew their current health insurance policies.
We said from the start that it was going to be important for us to be consistent in saying to people, if you want to keep the health insurance you got, you can keep it. That you're not going to have anybody getting in between you and your doctor in your decision making. And I think that some of the provisions that got snuck in might have violated that pledge. So if you're getting one of these letters, just shop around in the new marketplace. That's what it's for.
There you go again.
Thank you, Mr. Reagan. I couldn't have said it better. There you go again with your lies. I mean, you said President Trump doubled down on his lie. You more than doubled down. You quadrupled down, if not even more than that. You're a pathetic waste of human life. You really are. You're the worst. You're the worst of the worst. The worst of the worst of the worst, honestly. You not only lied about Obamacare and keeping your health care, you lied about Benghazi, knowing it was had nothing to do with a video, and you arrest this guy on false pretense. So I understand how you could get away with stuff like that. You're such a pathetic loser. You are really a pathetic loser. I don't understand why the Democrats, I guess I do understand why they're taking advice from you. They are losers, losers, and they have no other choice. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about. I covered quite a bit. covered quite a bit. All right, let me take a short break and actually, no, I'm not going to take a break. Let's just get right into this, to answering the first question. Let's play the first question from caller. Let's get this done. Play the first clip.
I had also listened to one of your messages about, I think it's Maxine Waters, and how she's bringing up an uproar and riots and all that. If I remember correctly, there were a lot of Trump people sitting off riots too. So what's the double standard? Why is that? You approve of a person who sits there and calls people names and puts everybody into one category? Because I don't like a racist in the White House, personally. There's good and bad in every race, religion, and ethnicity.
Okay. Let's just parse this and answer it as best as I can. If memory served me right, you asked. You accused me of hypocrisy. So that already just set me off already as it is. Already, automatically, I am like fuming. You don't call me a hypocrite without having, you know, complete evidence to back up what you're calling me. So, Carl, you said it was hypocrisy because I was condemning Maxine Waters but not President Trump for inciting violence. Basically, that's what you said there. And why is that? So why is that? Well, let me see if I could answer this. Basically, Maxine Waters, and there's clips. If you said you did listen to that show of mine, there's clips of her actually saying that she, she wanted her supporters to disrupt Trump's cabinet or administration and go after them no matter where they are. So there's that. And what I want to know from you, because I've played my clips of Maxine Waters inciting violence, I need you to tell me exactly where, or maybe you could play a clip for me of Trump actually telling his supporters to go and stop Democrats or stop Obama's administration. I need you to show that to me. Can you do that for me? I'll wait. Time's up. Got anything for me? What's that? You have nothing? I didn't think that was going to happen. I didn't think anything was going to happen there. So, let's see. I'm trying to remember all the parts of your question. I think I pretty much answered that question, is that I'm not being a hypocrite. There's nothing for me to be hypocritical about. I am being honest. Maxine Waters incited violence. Trump did not. The other point is, Trump supporters that did have protests, they were peaceful protests. You know when they turned violent? When the Bernie protesters started attacking the Trump supporters. You remember them coming to the Trump rallies and punching and one person spat in a woman's face and so on, then you want to talk about us inciting violence? We didn't do that stuff. They did. So your question has no merit base right now. That first question anyway has no merit base. So, as the Price is Right would say, all right, let's move on to your second question.
I just wanted to tell you, I was listening to a debate you were having about pro-life, pro-choice. Can you explain to me what pro-life is to you? If it's just a reference to women having abortions, so then what do you call the United States going over into other countries and dropping bombs, shooting people? What is that? That doesn't seem like a pro-life action to me. That's not even a Christian action to me. So I'm hoping you can answer that, because I'd like to know. You can't sit there and say that abortion is wrong when you're going over there and bombing and killing innocent people. There are innocent people.
Huh. Interesting. So, it seems like Mrs. Jenny, he wants to know my definition of pro-life. So here's my definition, Miss Jenny. Basically, to sum it all up real quickly, life begins at conception. Abortion should never be used unless the woman's life is in danger. And I want to modify that opinion there, that answer there. When I say the mother's life is in danger, I mean, like, I don't know, she got injured in a car accident, a gun wound, someone, you know, she's physically dying. And that's what I mean by in danger. Now, there's a caveat to that, and that is if a mother is a drug addict and she OD, save the baby and let her die, because you did it to yourself with the drugs. The baby will be better off adopted by someone who won't be a drug addict and will have a fighting chance in life. So there's that. And so basically pro-life means exactly that, pro-life, not to kill a baby at all is the goal. Now, you try to flip the argument around and say, if I'm for pro-life, well, you told me a little bit what you feel pro-life is to you, and you said pro-life is basically the U.S. going to a foreign soil and killing innocent people. What is that called? You ask me what that's called. That's called war. It's called war. War. We don't go over there because we want to go over there and just take innocent lives. Adopt people, women who want abortion, though, they intentionally take the life. We don't intentionally take a life. When we go to war, we don't say, okay, target these innocent civilians. No, we don't do that. Come on. Open your mind and listen to the words carefully. We go there to liberate a country or to protect America's interests abroad. We don't go there looking to take innocent lives. So that, I completely throw out your argument because of the premise of your argument. There's no merit on that at all. So again, survey says
The keyword phrase of the day is girly mon. Text us now, 323-835-1123, or contact us at politicalbombshow.cf.
So, how long can you hold your breath? Ready? On land, you would have survived this, as the average person can hold their breath for 45 seconds. In the water, you might not last 10. Even on a warm day, cold water shock can leave you helpless. British and Irish waters are dangerously unpredictable. Over 200 people accidentally die each year.
So, I think I pretty much made my point there. Obviously, you're more than welcome to call the show, but it'll be probably better if we have a debate, which means just leave a message and we will set up the time for a real debate. And that's pretty much all I have to say on that. I mean, you have zero proof. You call the president a racist. I would like to see the proof. You're just repeating the big lie from CNN. That's all. I'm pretty sure you're a CNN type of person. So you're taking the rewards of CNN. He's a racist. How's he racist? I don't know. And shut up. Call someone a racist if you don't have definitive proof. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Certainly the Obamas were at the least biased against Christian, like myself, white men, straight men, certainly with bias against that. So, talk to me about you don't want a racist in the White House. Lady, you had one in the White House. He's now gone. Maybe he should keep going and stay there in Africa where he is right now. That's racist. Bite me. Care what you call it. You think you can shut me up? You think you can shut me up, people, huh? You think you can shut me up? You're gonna shut me up.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Political corruption. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb, political bomb. So come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb, so come on, people.